Welcome to Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. Greg Richard, joined by Judy Sharp. Great to see you with us once again, Judy.
Yeah, it's wonderful to be here, Greg.
You're braving the wet today.
Yeah, but it's a good time to garden, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Softens the dirt up.
Yep, does. We've had a little bit. Not enough, but a little bit.
Now, what have you got lined up for us today, Judy?
Well, I thought we should talk about what you planted at the weekend.
What I planted? Just refresh your memory again.
Well, it was a particular day. Everything was green.
Clovers?
No, St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought you'd be planting clover on St. Patrick's Day.
No, no, not clover. No, no, no. You've got to guess again.
I've got no idea.
We're going to talk about sweet pea planting.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that for St. Patrick's Day?
Yes, that's traditional. Didn't you know that, Greg?
I did not know. Well, you probably told me this time last year.
And you've forgotten.
It's Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM. And we've got Yvonne from Lovedale, and she's got a question about roots in her veggie patch.
Oh, hello, Yvonne. How are you?
Good, thanks, Jill. Hope you can help me. I bought those 10 vegetable setups from Bunnings, and I had vegetables in them. But now, when I try and dig it, it's all fibrous roots and it's even hard to dig. How do I get rid of all that?
The fibrous roots, are they attached to the veggies?
It's sort of fine roots all the way through.
Right. Are they attached to the veggies?
No. There's no vegetables in there. I was just going to redo it.
Oh, right. Okay. So it's in the product itself.
Yes.
The veggie patch.
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay. I'm not too sure about that. Maybe if you dig them out, it might fall apart.
Well, I thought I might have to get all of it out and start again because they're just it's just thick. It's strange. It's just all thick. I don't know if it was in the compost when I put it in or what.
Oh, right. So did the compost go with the system?
No, I bought it separately.
Oh, right. And it was a good vegetable mix?
Good vegetable mix, and I also bought a cow manure mix and put through.
Yeah.
But now all these roots, and even to dig it, they're all in the way. It's just fine hairs of roots. It's just strange.
It is very strange. Look, I think you'd need to get those fibrous roots out before you plant your veggies, but was it in the soil? Was it in the cow manure? Look, I'm sorry, I don't know.
No, I don't either. I didn't know if I should put gypsum on it, a layer of that to break it down or...
Well, that would help, of course, but
yes.
I'm thinking maybe you need to get that potting mix checked out or the cow manure or...
Yes.
Why don't you give them a ring and say, this has happened?
I will. I'll do that. I thought of that, but I thought I'll pick your brains first.
That's fine. You're quite welcome to do that, Yvonne, except the brain's gone dead on this one. I'm sorry about that. But
Never mind.
Look, you I'll need to... I'd be investigating back there to the source, I think.
I think so too.
Yep.
I'll get onto it and check it all out and then... again.
Yeah, give us a ring next week and let's know how you get on.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Yvonne. Sorry
bye-bye.
I couldn't help. Bye.
No, that's okay. Bye-bye.
We've got Irene now from Brightwaters and she's got a question about some mulch.
Oh, hello, Irene.
Hi, Judy. I had to have a number of large trees taken out because of a thunderstorm. And as a result of that, as they've taken those out, I've found that the areas where they were was all covered with some form of black plastic weed mat.
Right.
Now that I've had the diggers in and they've removed the black plastic, I'd like to restore the garden. However, what I need to know is what do I need to do? I understand I need to get some mulch. That's what the people are telling me. One, I need to know what type of mulch should I get. And the second thing is, should I treat the soil before I lay the mulch?
Oh, well, Irene, it depends what you're going to plant, firstly. But certainly, you need to treat the soil.
On one side where this is, because I've got a big area, On one side, I was going to plant hydrangeas.
Right, right. Yeah, well, they won't. You've got rid of that black plastic, haven't you?
Yeah, that's skip loads full.
That is a thing of the past. Trust me on that one, Irene.
It's terrible stuff.
Yeah,
dreadful stuff.
Yeah, it is, and it used to restrict water getting to the plant's roots.
Absolutely.
If they went through. So, look, I think you need to get a good load of really organic soil in there before
right.
you do anything about mulching, and dig that organic soil in before you're planting. Now,
right.
if you're planting hydrangea, you know they do change colour according to the soil.
Yes, I want them blue.
You want them blue. Okay, well, you probably need to put some cow manure in with the soil.
Right.
Because that tends to make them acidic, and that's when you get the lovely blue hydrangea.
Right.
And if this season you don't get the blue, or you're probably going to buy new plants, aren't you?
Well, I did have some planted, and before they took all these trees out, I dug them all out and I've put them in pots.
And were they blue before?
Yeah, some were blue, some were pink.
Okay, well, we need lots of acidic mulch or cow manure going into that soil, okay?
Right, okay.
And
so what sort of mulch would assist them, Judy?
Look, I wouldn't be inclined to mulch hydrangeas.
Oh, right.
No, I think if anything, you might put a bit of peat moss around them, which can be fairly expensive, but that keeps the acidity in the soil.
All right, okay.
Yeah. So if you go mulching, you know, you might change that acidity that you're looking for.
Right, okay.
So is there anything
else other than hydrangeas? Is there any other type of mulch that you could recommend?
Oh, yes, certainly. I mean, I would just get a really good mulch, not pine bark or anything particular like that. Look, I honestly love sugarcane mulch.
Right.
And I find it doesn't really change the pH of the soil a great deal. A lot of people like other mulches because they don't break down as much as the sugarcane, which does break down fairly well, and then you have to redo it. But I've got sugarcane around all my roses and around all my garden.
Right, okay, yeah, I do what I was trying to do, and that's obviously eliminate the weeds. Now, since they've taken the trees out and then taken out the this black plastic, this horrible black plastic, that happened around about 2 weeks ago, and now all these weeds are all starting to, to appear. Should I spray them before I replant? What should I do?
Yes, certainly. Get out the old Zero and spray them. Then keeping in mind it takes a couple of weeks for them to die back.
Right.
And then you'll put in your new soil and your new cow manure.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
So it's okay to spray that soil.
Oh yes, but you've just got to you've got to leave
all these
it.
Weeds
yeah,
are starting to appear.
Yeah, no, it's better to do it now than later.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, even if you
don't want to be down there weeding.
Even if you don't plant for a while, it's worth waiting. So let's spray and see how you go, Irene. Good luck with that. It's
a bit of a chore. Judy. Okay, bye.
Bye.
And we've got Carmel from Cessnock, and she's got a question about the fruit fly.
Hello, how are you, Carmel?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, fighting fit here with Greg, having lots of fun.
Good.
Now, what could I help you with, dear?
I think I had fruit fly attack in my chilies.
Oh.
The first time ever. We were away, so the ripe ones were left on there and they were rotted. And when I opened one, there was a little maggot in it.
Oh, no, you had them. And you know what? Greg is here listening and he grows chilies. He's an expert on them.
I'm getting very nervous now.
Fruit fly. Oh, look, was there anything else in the garden, Carmel? Did they have any tomatoes to attack? I wonder why they went for the chilies.
I don't know. I've been growing this particular chilli plant's been going for about 5 years. Beat that, Greg. And I have always picked them as they're ripened. But I think because we were away, they got overripe or very ripe, but there was nothing else they attacked. There was nothing else in the garden, actually, apart from a few herbs.
And was it one that you keep going from year to year?
Yes.
Oh, no. Well, what are you going to do? I mean, did they destroy them completely? Have you got any seed to go?
I have kept some seed from another year or so back.
Oh, right, okay, as long as you can grow them again next season. But, you know, fruit fly is the worst problem we encounter, but particularly if you go on holidays and leave them.
Yeah, I've learned that now.
Yeah. You know, you should have left some traps in the in their branches and tried to get anything that was coming by, but you probably didn't expect it because it hasn't happened before, has it?
No, it hasn't.
No,
first time ever.
Well, I hope they got very sick on chilies.
So do I. Now, what is the best solution? It's a trap, is it?
Yes, you get traps and you can replace the product that's inside. So all you're doing each time is replacing the inside of the trap. So you buy the traps and they last forever.
Right.
And the inside doesn't cost very much. But I did have one gentleman that came to the nursery and told me he had trapped 350 fruit flies in his trap.
Oh, good God.
I might have mentioned that on air before, I think. And I smile because would you count them?
I had been looking online and the ones they were talking about all seemed to be what we used to call vinegar flies that just hang around
You mean the strips? Yeah, they get stuck on it. No, these are they're plastic and they're a trap. But, you know, with chilies, they don't really have strong branches, do they?
No.
No, so is there anywhere you could hang them nearby, even put a stake in and hang them on that?
Yeah, could do that. Yeah.
And the other thing is, you know, the other trick is an old trick. Put a stake nearby and paint it with malathion and white oil. Just mix up a paste. Malathion and Vegemite. Greg's grinning at me there. Malathion and Vegemite.
And to make sure the husband doesn't eat it.
Oh, you'd have to, definitely. But that is another way to do it because unless you've got a tree nearby to hang the traps on, you're going to be in trouble. So we'll do the stakes.
Right.
Vegemite and malathion.
Into a paste.
Yeah, into a paste, just a paintable paste. No particular amount, just make it nice and paintable and you might have to redo it, you know, if we get heavy rain, which we don't always. I hope that helps you, Carmel.
Right. Well, I appreciate that very much.
Okay.
I have read about homemade baked things, but they seem to be more for the vinegar fly.
No, that's a good way to go with the malathion and the Vegemite.
Great. Thank you very much for
your
help.
You're quite welcome.
I enjoy your program.
Oh, thank you very much. You mean with Greg or...?
Well, you're answering the questions. I think Greg's just listening.
Oh, he does have
I'm controlling the ship.
He is controlling the ship, yes. I couldn't control the ship, that's for sure. Thank you very much for the call and for the nice things. Thank you, Carmel. Bye.
Bye.
Cheers, Carmel. I didn't think you could get fruit fly in.
Well, I didn't either, but I think because they've gone mushy.
Oh, rightio.
And they've been able to pierce it. You know, that's the secret with tomatoes too. With the little ones, they can't pierce the skin. They like the big, you know, rich, full ones.
Easy to get into for them.
Yeah, and I think that's probably what's happened to her, unfortunately.
Right, Al. I'll have to go check mine when I get home.
You better check them.
Bit nervous about that. We've got Richard now from Waters Bay, and he's got a question about wintergrass.
Oh, hello, Richard. Wintergrass around. Yeah, it is that time.
Yeah, I get it mainly in my front yard, which is the smaller of the whole place, but it gets infestated. But I did hear somewhere along the line that you've got to spray it in April.
Even a little bit earlier, whenever you see the little green tuft starting to come up.
Well, they haven't started yet.
Yep.
I've been looking.
Yep.
I just And you actually spray it, does it just stop it coming up or something, does it? Or?
Oh, no, you need the little tufts there to spray.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay,
and
right,
you use
right.
a product called Endothol.
Endothol?
Yeah.
So, well, that's mainly, I just thought somewhere I just heard that it had to be sort of April to stop it getting out of control.
Oh, well, it is. It's no good spraying it when the little white seeds come on the top. No,
yeah, well,
so, yeah, keep your eye on it. And as soon as they start, I think, you know, you might find they'll shoot a little bit once we get colder weather.
Yeah. The only good thing about it, I get it and my canaries love it. But I can't really let them walk around the front yard and eat it all, so I'm just wondering, okay. So would I do it now, start now, or just...
Look, you really need to have something surfacing.
So you've got to actually see them before you start.
Yeah, you
okay.
do. Yep.
Okay.
There might,
that's
you know,
fantastic.
You could read the product and just make sure. You know, they might give you instructions to spray before, but mostly I find that, you know, it's sprayed as they emerge.
Okay, that's all I really wanted to know, and thank you very much, Judy, and your show is fantastic. I've learnt lots of things listening to your show.
Oh, thank you very much, Richard. Yeah,
I've been gardening a long, long time, but a few things I've worked out I've been doing wrong, which is good to know, but now you tell people things and they think that you know it, like, oh, yeah, no, you're doing that. No, you're doing that wrong. You've got to do this. How do you know? I said, because I know.
Well, okay. Don't use my name in vain, Richard, will you?
I never. I always say if you need any advice, get on the sharps, Judy and that sharps. But what do you listen to? I said, bloody radio. Most of the people I'm talking to are probably 30, 40 years younger than me, so they really don't know what I'm talking about.
Keep up the good work, Richard. Thank you for spreading the word. Thank you.
That's pretty good. Okay, thank you.
Bye.
And we've got John from Belmont South, and he's got disease on new growth on his weeping fig.
Oh, John, that's an interesting one.
Hi, Judy. How are you?
I'm very well. And yourself?
Good. Good to hear your voice. Oh. I miss going to the nursery at Merriweather.
Oh, thank you, John.
Judy, I've got it's like a red dotty disease on the new growth on my weeping fig, and it curls the leaves up as well.
Right, okay.
Is that anything you're aware of? Or?
It sounds a bit like scale.
Yeah.
Do you think it's a red scale?
And it's only on the new growth.
Yes, that's right. It would be attacking the new growth. Look, my suggestion, Don, is going to be to spray it with some white oil and a little bit of Malathon.
Lovely.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's, you know, I mean, I'm pretty sure that's what it's going to be. It's that, it's the new growth they love to attack. You haven't got any mealybug on it, have you?
Not at all, no.
That's good.
In the open.
Yeah.
It's an outside plant, and it just seems to... I've had a few that just seem to suffer from this red multi-dotted attack on all the new leaves.
Yeah, look, I'm pretty sure it's going to be scale, but, John, you could send us a photo through if you'd like to.
Oh, wonderful idea. That's a great idea.
Yeah, so I'm not sure, but I know that my assistant here has it.
The email address is gardening@2NURFM.com.
I remember I used to take it in a clear plastic bag.
Otherwise, you got your finger smacked, didn't you?
In the day, Judy, in the day. You
in
know?
The day. Okay, well, look, we'd love to see
a
photo, John. So you've got that, haven't you?
Certainly have, yep.
Okay,
I've got that written down.
I'll look at that next week when I come in.
Thank you very much.
You're
all
welcome,
right.
John. Bye.
Have a great day, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Jeez, thanks, John. It's Gardening Talk back on 2NURFM, 4921 6216. And Judy, you mentioned the start of the show. You made me look like a fool, as per usual.
No, I didn't. I didn't mean to.
St. Patrick's Day. Planting sweet peas. Tell me where to do it now.
Yes, it is. St. Pat's Day is when you plant sweet peas. Oh, it's a tradition.
We should have done it yesterday then.
We should have. You right. should have.
Well, I should have, yes.
Not Judy. Yes, well, the main thing I want to talk about today was that how you get the ground ready to plant sweet peas. You just don't plunge it in, you know. No, 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 no. Sweet peas like an alkaline soil. So you build the ground up with poultry manure, all you listeners. I hope you did that before you planted yesterday.
Yep.
Poultry manure, dig it over, leave it a week, plant your sweet peas, and they should be doing very well now with the rain we've had, or the weather's lightened up a bit.
Yep.
It's more like March. Tomorrow, you might have to make sure you give them plenty of water tomorrow. And then after a couple of weeks, put some lime around them. And that also gives them this alkalinic soil.
Right, lime.
Yeah, lime.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't overdo it. I don't want you to cover the sweet peas in it, Greg, if you plant some.
Just a sprinkling.
A sprinkling around the bottom and water it in. And that's the secret to growing lovely sweet peas. But, I know that it's tradition to plant them on St. Pat's Day, but I, myself personally, I always found it a little bit early.
Okay, so what, 1st of April or something? Or?
They don't respond to the heat, and you've worried me telling me it's going to be, telling the listeners out there it's going to be 30 tomorrow.
Well, yeah, 30, I think, 30 in Maitland tomorrow.
30 in Maitland.
Yep.
Oh, well, okay. If you're in Maitland, don't plant your sweet peas.
Right, so leave it for an extra day then, or later in the week, maybe.
Yep, definitely.
And we've got Phil from Singleton, and he's got a question about tomatoes. Afternoon, Phil.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Phil. Tomato time, it's nearly finished, isn't it?
Well, I normally try to put in some little ones, some cherry tomatoes, and they seem to go through till about June, when the first frosts come.
Oh, well, that's good to know. Yeah, excellent.
But, Judy, seeing how you're the font of all knowledge, I hope you can answer my question.
Well, I might backpedal here, Phil.
I've got Fusarium wilt in my tomatoes, and I know you can't get rid of it. Once they get it, you've got to pull them out.
Yeah, yes.
Are there any varieties that are resistant to it?
Now, are you finding even the little sweet bites get it, Phil?
No, they don't seem to, no. But, I love the Apollos and the Groslithi, but, the Fusarium wilt loves them too.
Yeah, it does. No, look, honestly, Phil, I wish I could give you better advice, but, no, you can only pull them out and don't plant there again for a while.
And that was going to be my next question. Mm. I try to rotate, so I'm not growing in the same soil each year. I try to leave a gap of 3 years, but one particular patch, 3 years doesn't seem to be long enough.
And are you treating the soil at all, Phil? I know that there isn't a lot you can do, but, I'd be out there doing something, I think, if you're waiting 3 years and it's not going.
I thought about that, Judy, but I'm a bit of an old greenie and I love the worms. If I treat the soil, it's probably going to kill the worms, yeah?
Yeah, so you've actually got worms in that soil?
Yeah, absolutely. Many, many, many of them.
That's interesting, isn't it? So, Phil, have you tried to replace that soil?
So that's an option, is it?
Well, I think it would be after 3 years, certainly.
So how deep would I have to replace it, Judy?
Well, a tomato's roots aren't that deep, really, are they, when you think about it? You're wanting to grow the bigger varieties, so I think you'd have to replace a fair bit, Phil. But 3 years, you've given it your best bet.
Yep. So
I'd be inclined now to replace the soil.
Yep. And I'm just starting to, this year, I'm thinking, right, I'm going to make the change. I'm only going to grow little cherry tomatoes because the fruit flies drive me insane as well. The fruit fly don't like the little ones, do they?
No, they don't like them at all. No. And they go on for such a long time producing.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'd go for the little cherry ones, darling, if you can get any anywhere. I mean, it's nearly tomato time's nearly over.
Yeah, no, the cherry tomatoes, they're going crazy now. They're flowering and green ones about as big as your thumbnail. So, yeah, they'll, here in Singleton, they'll keep producing like mad until the first frost.
Till you get a frost, yeah. Look, good luck with it, Phil. I wish you'd let us know what happens if you do replace the soil, because that wilt is not very good, is it?
Oh, it's terrible. You
it's
know,
a plague.
Everyone
it's a plague.
Loves growing tomatoes, but once you get that in your soil, it doesn't seem to be a lot you can do. But yeah, I'll take your advice and replace it.
Replace it, yeah. And let's hope the earthworms still come into the new soil and don't carry it with them.
So you're suggesting that maybe they do?
Look, I'm not too sure about that, Phil. So I might investigate that before next week and have a chat about it then. How will that be?
Good on you, Judy. Thank you so much for your knowledge.
So you're quite welcome, Phil. And listen next week.
We've got time for one more call now, Judy. It's Gwendolyn. She's got a question about geranium flowers.
Hello, Gwendolyn.
Oh, hello, Judy. This is the first time I've heard your show, and I'm very interested in your program. It's been good.
Oh, thank you. And can I ask you a question before you throw yours at me? Yes. Where is Woongarra?
It's on the central coast near Wyong. Everyone knows Wyong Hospital, usually.
Right, okay. Look, we are running out of time, so I'm pleased you told me that, but what can I help you with? And listen again next week, Gwendolyn, if we don't get to finish.
I will, thank you. I'm going to be a regular now.
Oh, excellent, okay.
What's happening, I bought some geraniums, and when I get the flowers, this little tiny fly seems to eat all the flowers.
Oh, what eats the flowers?
A little fly. It's a white-looking fly.
Oh, a white-looking fly. Okay, rightio. So you need to be doing some spraying, and I would imagine they're laying little eggs on the flowers.
Oh, because there's all little holes in the flowers where they're eating the petals.
Yes, okay. So we've got to do some spraying there, Gwendolyn. And, you know, even if you just use a fairly minor spray, you know, not something nasty-pasty.
I do have rose spray.
Oh, yes, that's nice, good.
Roses.
No, rose spray is good. That's what I use too. And I'm sorry, we are running out of time.
Oh,
so will you listen again next week?
And could you quickly tell me what to put in the soil for the geraniums?
Oh, geraniums. Look, I'd be putting in a tiny little bit of all-purpose plant food.
All right, sorry, that's all we've got time for. We'll have to get back to you next week.
We will.
Judy Sharp, thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from 2NURFM at the University of Newcastle. You'll find them all at 2NURFM.com.